It will be about the name. There is a name. There is a name. There is a name. There is a name. Say that with me. There is a name. Hallelujah. And that name is above every name. The name Jesus. Demons and devil tremble at the mention of that name. Sickness and disease flee. They dissipate. Hallelujah. At that name. Let me reiterate something we said last week and move on to where we're going today. You and I need to see ourselves the way God sees us. And Paul wrote this letter, this epistle, because the whole Bible is my favorite book. But if I had to pick one part, it's hard to do. But if I had to pick one, I would pick Ephesians. Now, if I had to, but I don't have to. But if Ephesians is one of my favorite epistles, you can tell that. And it was written to the church. And of course, you know, Paul got these revelations. And thank God for the Holy Ghost. And he wrote them down as the Spirit would give him direction. And after his visit into the third heaven, he got some revelation there that we are still feasting on. And we're about to get into some things that is ours, that belongs to us, who we are, what we have, and what we can do. We're not just a little flock of chickens sitting on the sideline waiting to be plucked. No. We are a people that have been divinely connected with the God of the universe, who has become our Father. And Jesus is Lord. And all the power, see, Adam allowed Satan, this agent that's an enemy of God, Adam allowed him into a earth that he has no right to be into. Only creatures that have the right to be in this earth was the one that were born into it. You notice that everything was great. No confusion. Animals were getting along fine. Everybody. Until he showed up. Until Adam allowed him in this earth. Even you didn't find anything about storms, tornadoes, or earthquakes, and tsunamis, and your nami, and my nami. You didn't hear or see anything like that. Amen. And so, when we will receive the word, see, men, listen to me good. Men don't No, because they see when you operate in your natural mind and influence your flesh, you don't know and you're not aware. And that's why the Bible says he's calling clever, subtle. He's a clever devil. But he is a defeated foe now. And if you don't get the word of God, and as Peter says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If you do not get that word inside of you, because he said again, the entrance of that word gives what? Light. And it gives understanding to the simple. And if you don't get that word and you're just going to live by your own natural means, you're not even aware of what's going on. Even a person get born again and then they ignore the word. This atmosphere, and we'll talk about it later on, but let me make this statement. This atmosphere, this is filled with hostile forces that are unseen to the natural eye. And they're always moving around seeking whom they can deceive, devour, and misguide, and bind up in whatever way they can control. Satan is the head of this fallen angelic, this fallen force of darkness. But our enlightenment as we come to the word, because you notice I said earlier, the word said the entrance of his word gives what? Light. And it also gives what? Understanding to the most simplest person there is. You understand these things. And many people try to live by their natural mean, their logic, their reason. But this, you can't reason this. This must be received by faith into your heart. And when you ignore the word and violate or be disobedient to what God has said, then the Holy Spirit can't teach you something you won't submit to the teacher to teach you. So, this is why this book, I believe, is so important. So, we, as far as we can go in it, we're going to get in here and dig in this book. Amen. Now, I said something last week. Let me pull it up. Let's go back to it. If you can put it up on the screen, it will help me. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. And put it, I need that in the Amplified if we can get it. Ephesians 1, 19. I don't know why I did that. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. And then I want to look at 2 and 5 and 6. All right. It says, are you looking at it? 19 says, and so that you can know, remember, I start off with the statement, the answer to that word gives us light, gives us understanding. So that you can know, say that with me. So that I can know. I can know. See, I know things in the natural, but we're talking about spiritual now. So that you can know. Not think, hope, not a dream, but you know. This is something you know. You're not trying to learn this. You know this now. So that you can know. He brought us in out of